Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Knock, knock. That's right, the Jehovah Witnesses are at your door. Are you ready to give them an answer to what they believe? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to look at the beliefs of the Jehovah Witnesses. First thing we want to look at is their authority. And as we examine their authority, we realize that they have a different Bible translation than the one that we have. They hold to a translation they call the New World Translation. And, well, it's not that good of a translation in many areas. But you'll often see that they had to add their own interpretation into their translation, such as when you get to Colossians 1, they're going to see that they had the word other four times in verses 15 to 17 because they say instead of saying that Jesus created all things, they're going to say Jesus created all other things. We'll get that in a future rap report. But what you end up seeing ultimately, their ultimate authority is really the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society because they believe that only the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, in other words, the men that make up that society, are the only interpreters of God's word. Therefore, anytime you have someone or some organization that believes they're the only ones that can interpret God's word, they ultimately put themselves above God's word because they say, you can't handle interpreting it. You need them, and only they can rightly interpret. And that is what makes them the ultimate authority. If you go out and get more information, get my book, What Do They Believe at whatdotheybelieve.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.